This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for June 2nd, 2020. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the riots continue for a seventh night across America. And on Monday night, President Trump threatened to activate federal troops if governors and city mayors didn't bring the situations on their streets under control. Violence continuing in the wake of the death of George Floyd last week Monday at the hands of Minneapolis police. The situation across the country rapidly deteriorating last night into a seventh straight day of violence. Protests in more than 200 cities across the country. About 140 cities saw riots resulting in government curfews in 40 metropolitan areas. New York City issued its first curfew on Monday night, the night after the mayor's daughter was arrested at one of the protests. This was the first time an official curfew had been issued in the Big Apple since 1943. Several police officers lost their lives across the country last night. In Las Vegas, police officer shot during riots, currently on life support. A source said that the officer was in a confrontation, a struggle with another suspect, when someone walked up behind him and shot him point blank in the back of the head. Four police officers shot in St. Louis Monday night, all four in good condition. That taking place literally 3.5 blocks from where I worked as a radio announcer 30 years ago. Person driving drove an SUV into a line of law enforcement officials in Buffalo, New York, Monday night. Multiple officers injured there. A federal law enforcement officer killed at the federal courthouse in Oakland during a protest. Somebody in a vehicle drive-by shooting shot and killed 53-year-old David Underwood. Another officer critically injured in that shooting. Here is the bottom line. The fundamental contract, the fundamental element of the social contract between government and people is cracking. And that is where we willingly, voluntarily give up some of our wealth and freedom to a government in exchange for peace and security. This is, and the inability of government officials to guarantee that security is being played out across the country in literally dozens of American cities. This is coming as a shock to some of those who've been advocating for gun control, by the way. One advocate who tweeted a couple of years ago that the time for gun control is now tweeted the other night his shock at calling for police because protests had moved into his neighborhood and he was afraid for his neighbor who was in a confrontation with some people wanting to do mischief on his property, only to be told by police, "Sir, our city is under siege. Do what you have to do." And then they hung up. So this is a foundational philosophy of modern civil society. And if this contract is breached, is cracking, well, this could be part of the fourth turning that Tom Horn talked about in Saboteurs. And it's just a reminder that we cannot depend on government authorities to protect ourselves and our homes and our families. I'm not advocating for violence or a violent response to any of this. Prayer first and foremost, because there are principalities and powers behind the scenes that are fomenting this hatred and this violence, as I said yesterday. But beyond that, then, we just need to be prepared. We're blessed in that we live in rural America, so this isn't touching us yet, but we know that you may well be in an area where people are living close together, and this may come close to your home. Pray for our nation. Pray for our elected officials that God grants them wisdom, that this does not spiral any further out of control. Topic number 4, speaking of fomenting more division, fake rage. The bishop of the Episcopal Diocese in Washington, D.C., sharply critical of President Trump yesterday for setting up a visit to St. John's Episcopal Church across from the White House. It was torched by protesters yesterday. Police were used to clear the park between the White House and St. John's so that the president could walk over there, and frankly, it was a photo op, standing there holding a Bible in front of St. John's. Well, Reverend Marianne Buddy, who's the head of the Episcopal Diocese of Washington, D.C., St. John's belongs to her diocese, told Anderson Cooper on CNN, and I'm quoting now, "Let me be clear. The president just used a Bible, the most sacred text of the Judeo-Christian tradition, and one of the churches of my diocese, without permission, as a backdrop for a message antithetical to the teachings of Jesus," end quote. Now, it won't be a surprise to you that as an Episcopal bishop, Reverend Buddy is very liberal and not a supporter of President Trump. It is worth noting that she said nothing about the rioters who torched the church in her diocese. She's angry that the president had his picture taken in front of the church without her permission. Again, nothing about those who actually set the church on fire. Now, there are others who have taken to social media to criticize the president for using the Bible as a prop. Joel Richardson wins the internet for today. Our friend Joel Richardson, who has tweeted out a number of very insightful responses about other politicians of other political backgrounds using the Bible and churches as backdrops for political posturing. Just to make the point even more clear, there's Barack, there's Hillary, there's Bill, and there's Joe. This is not limited to one party or the other. So, Reverend Buddy and others being critical of the president, get over yourselves. This goes both ways. Now, thinking Christians, again, just understand what's going on here. Clearly, the president was using the photo opportunity to make a point. As Christians, we should not be swayed by the optics either one way or the other. We answer to a higher authority because we are first and foremost citizens of a theocracy. And our king is coming back. And when he does, he'll be all out of bubblegum. Topic number three. Three words that begin with C: California, canary, and coal mine. There's a point to this. California, the state, apparently facing financial collapse as its state legislature is moving to allow businesses to walk away from commercial leases. One of the bedrocks of capitalism in the United States, which, by the way, is being twisted all out of shape by the Federal Reserve, essentially nationalizing sections of the financial markets, but that's another story. One of the bedrocks of the capitalist system in the United States is that residential debt, home mortgages, are non-recourse, meaning if you get into a bind financially, you can walk away. House goes to floor closure, of course, but you can walk away and, you know, if you just can't pay the bill. Commercial debt is recourse. It's pledged by collateral that has to be turned over to the debtor, those who hold the mortgage or the lease, if you can't pay the bill. You're going to lose something if you walk away. Now, in the aftermath of the economic devastation caused by the COVID crackdown, the state Senate in California, the Senate Judiciary Committee leading the way on this, is advancing a bill that would allow small businesses like cafes, restaurants, and bars to negotiate and modify lease deals if they're in financial distress, which many are right now. But if an agreement can't be reached within 30 days, this bill would allow them to break the lease with no penalty. This would start a revolution, a chain reaction in commercial markets, which would transform commercial loans into non-recourse debt. Landlord advocates, of course, are in opposition to this, arguing that this would upend leases around the state. Not everyone agrees on this point, but it is clear the consensus that has been reached is that California as a state is in deep trouble. It appears to be California facing a choice between a mass extinction event of small businesses or financial collapse, as those who've invested in commercial real estate take the fall. The thing is this: this is just a leading indicator. Don't think that this will end with California. Topic number two. Meanwhile, in China, the lifting of coronavirus lockdowns there has meant an increase in the return of aggressive government crackdowns on Christian churches. Yugan County in east central China, home to about 100,000 Protestant Christians and about 300 state-sanctioned churches, reports now that during the month of April, during just a two-week period in April, 48 of those 300 churches shut down. A village Chinese Communist Party secretary in Yugan County explained the party's official position, quoting, "Higher echelons of government declared after an inspection that there were too many believers in the county. When so many believe in God, who will listen to the Communist Party? There is no other choice but to remove crosses from your churches," end quote. So here in the United States, as we Christians complain about being limited to 25% capacity in our churches or having to hold services outdoors or so forth, just remember, we haven't gotten at least to that point yet. So, yes, let's make our opinions known, but let's remember we've got a bigger fight ahead of us, and it's not against government, it's against principalities and powers. Let's keep preaching the gospel. We still got some daylight, Jeff. Take advantage of it while we've got it. Coming up, not the Babylon Bee. Headlines that you think are parody, but not. That's next on 5 and 10.
The Book of Enoch is one of the most influential and historically relevant books in history. And now, for the first time, you'll be able to comprehend the book's content with greater insight and clarity than ever before. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the companion to the Book of Enoch Special Collection. When you order the brand new companion to the Book of Enoch Reader's Commentary Volume 1 by Dr. Michael S. Heiser, you'll also receive his best-selling book, Reversing Hermon. This groundbreaking work unveils what most of the modern church has never heard regarding how the sin of the watchers in Enoch 6 through 16 helped frame the mission of Jesus. How the descriptions of the Antichrist, the end times day of the Lord, and the final judgment connect to Genesis 6 and the Nephilim. This and so much more. Plus, you'll also receive on DVD The Book of Enoch, Fallen Angels, and Ancient Aliens, an exclusive production with Dr. Michael Heiser regarding the blatant lies of ancient astronaut theory and the horrifying nature of fallen angels and alien abduction. But that's not all. You'll also receive the beautifully printed, hardback edition of the original historical Book of Enoch from Defender Publishing, perfect for assisting serious researchers and students in the study of the Bible and the early age. Sold separately, this special collection retails for $120. Yours now for only $35 plus shipping and handling. So whether you've read the Book of Enoch before or perhaps want to journey through it for the first time ever, without a doubt, you'll find this resource enormously enlightening. So don't delay. Order the Companion to the Book of Enoch Special Collection now. Available at SkywatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today. This may become a regular feature. Not the Babylon Bee. Huffington Post actually running this headline today. Tyranny. Trump declares war on Americans. Really? Riots in 140 cities, businesses being burned, churches being burned. I think war's already been declared. Now, I thought this would be the winner, and yet a late entry from CBS 13 in Sacramento. George Floyd protests raising fears of spike in coronavirus cases. While below that headline runs a video of a huge fire burning through South Sacramento. Okay, either one of two things here. Either you get bigger issues than coronavirus in Sacramento, or perhaps coronavirus is not an issue because, I mean, hey, look, they're sterilizing the city. Not the Babylon Bee. Well, Skywatch TV, Sharon and I, looking forward to just a couple of weeks from now being part of a kind of an innovative virtual conference, the Battle Ready Conference 2020. We had hoped to be in San Antonio, but obviously travel still being restricted. So to take advantage of the new tools and video conferencing that have become popular during the self-quarantine, the organizers of the conference, Adrian and Cindy Appleberry, putting some of those in effect. So it will be a virtual conference. We're pre-recording our presentations along with Russ Dizdar, Pastor Casper McLeod, Pastor Carl Gallops, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, Stephen Bankars, Brandon Gallops, Russ Dizdar. We will be pre-recording those, but there will be opportunities using some of these video conferencing tools to get some actual face-to-face interaction with other attendees and with some of the speakers as well. To find out more and to reserve your place for this conference coming up the last weekend in June, log on to battlereadyconference.org, battlereadyconference.org. We will be in the Holy Land next April, God willing, April 18th through 21st, the 2021 Skywatch TV Tour of Israel, Search for the Travelers. And we don't mean us, travelers, that's the term you know by now, for demons used in the ancient world, specifically the Rephaim. We'll show you where the Valley of the Travelers exists, where the prophet Ezekiel says the war of Gog and Magog will conclude. You can see it from Mount Nebo. That's in Jordan. So you see that if you take advantage of the optional four-day tour extension to go over to Jordan, Mount Nebo, Petra. That is a once-in-a-lifetime experience to see that place. And the month of April there, temperatures should be mild enough to be very pleasant. Last May, and again this May, record-setting temperatures well into the hundreds. So next April, hopefully for things to be just a little bit cooler. For more information and to take a look at a sample itinerary, to get more, and just reserve your place, log on to skywatchinisrael.com. skywatchinisrael.com. That's skywatchinisrael.com. Speaking of those Rephaim spirits, where'd they come from? The Book of Enoch tells us, and Dr. Michael Heiser has written a companion to the Book of Enoch, commentary to help you make sense of what is sometimes a difficult-to-understand extra-biblical text. Dr. Heiser joins Josh Peck and me on this week's broadcast program for SkyWatch TV. You'll find the broadcast schedule online, skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got the SkyWatch TV channel for Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire TV, we'll just broadcast whenever you click the remote. Of course, you could download the free mobile app as well, all of our broadcast shows, and all of these web-exclusive programs like these daily news updates, Unraveling Revelation, Sci Friday, all of those delivered right to your smartphone or tablet, along with news the mainstream media wants to filter, and a schedule of upcoming events as well. You'll find all of that at the mobile app, absolutely free. It's good for iOS and Android phones and tablets, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We have links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Just check the top menu bar there for the link. You'll find us online at gilberthouse.org. Sharon and I host a weekly Bible study posted every Sunday. You'll find that there as well as links to our websites. Again, that's at gilberthouse.org. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.